integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
That's the music of Julie Newmark bringing us in, Dime Store Halo at julienewmarkmusic.com. Julie, we're hoping when your new blues stuff comes out that you'll lend us a segment for that. I went out to lunch with a buddy of mine who we grew up together in the south side of Chicago. He says, okay, I'll eat healthy. And we were at a salad bar, and he proceeded to make a salad with iceberg lettuce, bacon bits. There was some salad in there. It was about 50-50 bacon bits and salad. Ranch dressing, tomatoes that you could dribble like a basketball, and I think he took a couple scoops of corn and put it on there, and then he sort of stirred that all up and managed to take some of the fried chicken tender leftovers and stack it on top. And I said, that's technically a salad.
No, yeah.
But do you understand that that's not good food?
And
I mean, so it's such a good topic, Holly, you came up with for this one.
Well, you're bumping. I got to tell you, I mean, you got it. We're going to talk about tips for building a healthier salad, because I've seen it too. And we get people get really crazy in their mind. They're like, salad equals healthy, period. And there's not the thought process of, well, what goes in my salad? In fact, when I'm with my patients and I'm like, but we're doing the intake and I'm really wanting to get a good idea of how they nourish themselves, what their diet's like, and they'll say a salad for lunch. And that tells me, you might as well say, I had a piece of cardboard. It doesn't tell me anything. I want to know what constitutes your salad, because you're right. So think about like the classic Cobb salad, chopped bacon, eggs, blue cheese, avocado, you know, creamy dressing, a standard chef salad loaded with Swiss cheese, roast beef, eggs, and a dressing that can cost you altogether more than 1,000 calories and 80 grams of fat for some people.
And that's bad fats too.
Yeah, that they're is bad fats.
This is good fats. Like maybe if it's a straight vinaigrette oil, the calories would be less. There's some good oils in there. But we're not talking about these creamy dressing fats being the kind that help heart and stuff. I just wanted to be real clear in that my cardiac gene just jumped. Sorry, Holly. Please continue.
I love it. I love how your little heart beats that cardiac gene. I do. So I think what's really important when it comes to building a healthier salad, and I'm always one that says, listen, I don't, you know, we've talked about, oh, paleo versus these vegans, et cetera. Here's what I think is really important. No matter how you choose to eat and what you choose to avoid, you've got to stay plant strong and you've got to stay nutrient dense. So get your foundation there with your salad. Those dark green lettuces. None of the iceberg, guess what? The iceberg lettuce is good for a vehicle for other things. Okay. A lot of times, if you're doing a protein style, I think they're called at an In-N-Out here, you can get it wrapped in iceberg lettuce or lettuce cups. They're great because of how it's shaped. Yeah. It creates a vehicle, and you can then put healthier things in that cup. It's just a vehicle. It's mostly water. It's not giving you a whole heck of a lot. So we're talking about important nutrients like folic acid, lutein. Give up the iceberg and go for the mescaline. Yeah. Go for the baby spinach. Go for that spring mix that are really...
Love the spring mix.
Yep. Got to start with a very, very strong foundation. I think that's definitely one thing.
One of the things my buddy said, and I just wanted to add this right at this point, is he doesn't like salad, so he uses dressing to cover the flavor, right? So that's what's his kind of joke, because he's not a dumb guy. The guy's an engineer, right? And so he's going through this, and he goes, I just don't like salad, so I get these dressings and all these things, and I mix it in so I can sort of tolerate it. And what I proceeded to tell him is that greens actually have a really nice flavor themselves when you have dark leafy greens like these spring mix. But plus, greens is a whole category, so you can... You might not like arugula, but you might like kale. You might like, you mix these things up until you find what it wants. And he understood that. Nobody ever put it towards him that. He was always told that dressing covers up the flavor as much as you want. And the other thing I want to re-stress to you, I do not believe iceberg lettuce should be considered a food. That's my opinion. Sorry to the okay. iceberg lettuce growers in America, but I joke now for the world, this is not true. But to get my point and to over-exaggerate this, I will say that the only reason iceberg lettuce is a bit green is because it's soaked up enough pesticides to keep it from being clear. Now, that's not true. It's an exaggeration, but it lets you know how much I despise iceberg lettuce because, Holly, it's one of those things that people think they're doing good, adding to their bank account, being their own primary care provider, all the things that you teach so well out there, but they're really being deceived by the food industry.
Yes. And I think that's a great point. But once again, you can use it for a vehicle. I mean, I would rather somebody shove in nutritionally valueless lettuce than the calories and the glutinous, nutritionally valueless piece of bread. So if you need to use it as a vehicle to get other good things in you, I think go right ahead. But let's talk about another tip. Pile on the vegetables. Take advantage of the fresh vegetables. Load them on top of your greens. This would be the next level. I mean, look at the colors. Colors are cool when it comes to health, all right? Choose a variety of them. You've got red bell peppers, broccoli, carrots, sugar snap peas, cucumber, red onions. Pile those on. Those are really, really important. You get a chance, an opportunity to really take advantage of this next phase of your lettuce, or excuse me, of your salad, which is you got to go strong on those vegetables.
Yeah, you do. And let's move. I just want to talk about how to recognize a good salad bar. This is my view. I will check the oil. If they just have an oil there that's in a glass jar and you have no idea what it is, or it's a low quality oil that you mix with your vinegar in a plastic thing, you know that the overall quality of that salad bar is going to be low, because you can even get lower quality dark leafy greens and all things like that. But if you get there and they have a nice glass bottle of olive oil to mix with a good vinaigrette, or they have, or they are labeling what their oils exactly are and giving a good effort to it, then you can assume that place knows enough about food to put out a healthy, beneficial oil. And while the oil is calories, remember that olive oil in its cold form gives you a ton of medical benefits, including healthy skin, eyes, all the things that we like from oils. So that is my quick trick to know whether the salad bars are good ones or not.
No, I think that's a brilliant tip. I really do. To take a look, because they can get neglected. They can look nice on. And also I think it's really important as a consumer, right, in being your own primary care provider, is understand where you're sourcing your ingredients. Ask, you know, are these organic vegetables perhaps? Are these, you know, have they been sprayed within an inch of their lives so their shelf life, you know, continues to hang in there? So another tip, don't forget the protein. And I think you can get protein on these healthy salad bars in many different ways. There's tuna, there's lean turkey, there's chicken, there's tofu, there's legumes. A little bit of protein goes a long way, especially when it comes to keeping that blood sugar stable, which is so important for folks that are dealing with adrenal dysregulation. And I would say that's 99% of us. So
it is.
Really, we got to keep that. And then I think one of the last ones that I is dress it up lightly. You know, seriously, these dressings can completely blow your wad when it comes to a salad. I made a dressing the other day, and here's what it was: a little bit of cold pressed olive oil, chopped up garlic, a smash of Tabasco, salt and pepper to taste, and a squirt of fresh lemon juice from a lemon. That's it. And I served it to friends, and nobody was like, you know, in fact, I got two comments like, what's your dressing? Now, the other thing about my salad that I made was it is very herbalicious. Okay. So there were fresh herbs in there. And quite honestly, when you throw some cilantro, people hate it or love it, or parsley on it. Right. So they're all flavor, like no calories, great detoxification, great chlorophyll. You got it right there. And it's just, and people were, they love the taste. And I got to tell you, it was a darn healthy salad.
Well, are salads as healthy as we think they are? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Here's some tips. Avoid the bacon bits. Avoid the croutons. Eggs, maybe in or out as your protein source, but consider also mixing in things like nuts and seeds. We've got chicken. We've got legumes like the bean family to mix it in. Dark leafy greens whenever possible. And the dressing, the hidden source of calorie. Avoid all of these creamy, sexy, smashy, wonderful dressings that cover up the flavor, and look at your olive oils and vinaigrettes and this wonderful recipe we just had from Holly, because that's going to bring out the flavor in the food. You'll enjoy it, you'll love it, and you'll get to stay away from the doctor and stay well.